This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
Hartley closed me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. One community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, one single community at a time, totalitarianism can be stopped. And you can have an exceptional American who doesn't. This is where we talk about exceptional Americanism. The last hour, we were talking about a very exceptional American who saved a lot of lives, and that's Sheriff Corey Honey from Butte County, the night of, February 12th, saved hundreds of thousands of people's lives, potentially. Amazing story. We're going to get back to it. Not today, but tomorrow we're going to cover that, because we got other things to cover here on Agenda 21 Radio. And certainly appreciate all the listeners that we have on Agenda 21 Radio, and also Red State Talk Radio. Red State Talk Radio, boy, I'll tell you, we are growing at Red State Talk Radio, so a lot of things happening. We're very, very happy with the expansion and the number of listeners that have just piled on for us, and certainly appreciate all the leadership that you are showing by listening to our radio show, Agenda 21 Radio, and also all the other shows on Red State Talk Radio. Red State Talk Radio dominates live talk radio on the internet. We're the largest provider of live talk radio on the internet that there is in the nation. Over 35 hours of talk radio a day from Red State Talk Radio. Now, everybody said, well, you only have 24. Well, we have two channels. We're trying to bump it up to 48 hours of live talk radio. I ran that by somebody the other day, and I said, yeah, it's over 35 hours of live talk. They looked at me. You know, anytime you stretch the day by a few hours, because, you know, you only got 24 hours in a day, right? Well, you know, in radio land, you can have other channels. I mean, it's the same thing with, you know, like a network such as the embroiled Fox Network right now. Oh, they have sports. And I mean, look at how much programming they have out there for, you know, all the networks, actually. Live programming. They can do the same. So we're just using, you know, we're small fry compared to them. We're small. But ever growing, this medium is growing. And by the way, we're going to be talking about the use of this medium here in this hour, because there's a couple of things we're trying to make you, the citizen journalist, aware of so that you become a more exceptional American at reporting the truth. And utilizing the First and Second Amendment, I'd say Second Amendment for the First Amendment, you bet. You have to have some protection afforded to the First Amendment. And the Second Amendment gives it that. And a lot of people kind of don't understand that. But you, when you are an originalist in the Constitution, such as myself, and you feel so strongly about what's going on, you might want to have that Second Amendment handy. Okay. Interesting set of circumstances going on regarding leaks from the federal government. Now, remember WikiLeaks and how important WikiLeaks was in the battle against the totalitarian Obama? The struggle within the FBI and the CIA and all the other agencies, especially your security agencies, is still going on and will continue to go on probably through the length of the presidency of Donald J. Trump, 4 years or 8 years, whatever. And it's going to serve as a big distraction because there are a number of corrupt officials. And we've been saying this for a long time in the FBI and the CIA. We have this statement around here. There's the good FBI and the bad FBI. And that, I believe, is really true within the agencies. I mean, because, you know, I do talk to some people who work for these alphabet groups, and that's what they tell me. Interesting interview with an employee at the State Department that I had not too long ago. And I was asking about the phenomena, about the holdovers of the Obama administration and how disloyal they were to the current president. And this person, see, I'm not even going to tell you the gender. This person was appalled, they said, at how just blatant in the workplace their support of former President Obama was. And defiance, open defiance as an employee, a federal employee. This person was telling me it's all over. And I said, so a good manager who was a Trump-supported manager or supports Trump could go in there and clean house. And they said, absolutely. And it's well needed. It's needed all throughout. It's down the State Department as really an espionage problem under Obama. And we've talked about this when the emails first started to come out. Remember, it was Guccifer who said, oh, he's a Romanian hacker. Look, Romania is right next to Russia. Come on. And, you know, probably Guccifer was in. Listen, I'll tell you right now. We were told Guccifer worked for the Russians at the time when we were talking about Guccifer and that leak, and he got into Podesta's files. Now, Guccifer, as I understand it, is a team of Russians that were doing the leaking or getting into it. And now, the story that I have heard, and I don't know if this is totally true, but this is the story that I heard, that they by chance got into Podesta, John Podesta's email. And that's what started the whole thing out about the leaks and everything, because it was pretty obvious. And then WikiLeaks jumps in, and WikiLeaks has their own source inside the government about overreach of the government. See, the whole thing about WikiLeaks started because of the totalitarian mindset within our surveillance organizations in our own government. Julian Assange, he's the guy behind it all. And so now what they're trying to do with apparently the authority of the president, now it's a little bit too quick to jump out and say Trump totally supports this, because why? Because you have a situation where the bureaucracy is not allowing him to exercise his full authority as president. That's a problem. And we understand that problem. That is a problem. So in the meantime, he's got to make do. But what are they doing? What are the bureaucrats? What's the good FBI and bad FBI doing? Well, they're struggling. But is it, in fact, that the CIA and FBI bad people are launching a manhunt for the actual leaker who gave these top secret documents to WikiLeaks? That's the central question. And this is from CBS Evening News just this morning. CBS News has learned that a manhunt is underway for a traitor inside the Central Intelligence Agency. I got to tell you, I think they're all wrong if they're looking for an agent inside. My hunch is, no, it's somebody outside who got inside. That's what my hunch is. Now, I've been kind of following this for several years about how these agencies are interacting and acting. And Chris Street's done a fabulous job of bringing this out about these different agencies years ago. So we've been talking about this for years. I think it's definitely outsiders who got in. That's my opinion. I'm not trying to run cover for anybody. You know, I'm not trying to do that. And or protect sources. I think they got in. It's not really that difficult from what I understand. As it's been explained to me on numerous occasions by some of these hackers. In fact, we just had Scott Adams, who is a computer expert, by the way, who has a Scott Adams show on Red State Talk Radio. Scott Adams, what did he do? Well, he talked about all these different scripts to obtain access into these encrypted programs. They're set scripts as templates that will allow hackers in. Now, not only that, but you also have a whole wide range of people. A whole wide range of people who have the skill set to get in at very young ages. And I say this all the time. A good high school student could have hacked Hillary Clinton or John Podesta. I'm serious. It's not the Russians, by the way. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Liberty Tour 6, the Declaration of Independence, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings. Liberty Tour 6 will focus on the power of the Declaration of Independence. Written by Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence was the seminal document that inspired the U.S. Constitution and the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to protect our God-given rights. Special feature, the Oroville Dam Disaster. All the way from Ohio, Scott Cahill will be discussing the Oroville Dam Disaster. Katie Grimes, an author, will be discussing the massive voter fraud that is found within the Golden State. Learn about the Constitution. Learn about the power of the Declaration of Independence. That's the Liberty Tour, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road. Get your tickets now by going to agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and clicking on the icon for the Liberty Tour. Brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com. Those both get you there. Okay, we have the Liberty Tour coming up. Really excited about that. Liberty Tour number 6 of 9. And it will be over after 9, known yet gone. And we've the sixth one is going to be really, I think, a barn burner by all. I mean, just it's going to be a barn burner, let's face it. People want to know, and we're going to tell them the information that's going to come out is the truth about the Oroville Dam. And I know that people are running scared from the truth, but you know, we want protection. We want answers. I think we demand answers as citizens of our government. I mean, just, you know, I guess the real question that really comes up, the real question that really comes up when you look at the Oroville Dam situation is that they're hiding information. They don't want to tell you what's truly going on, and they're claiming it's because of national security reasons and that terrorists might get their hands on that material and do something bad to the dam. I would suggest to you, ladies and gentlemen, we already know who the terrorists are that are in charge of the dam, and they are the true terrorists we need to be worried about. And the prime suspect amongst those terrorists is our own governor, Jerry Brown Jr. He's the terrorist that we need to be worried about. Jerry Brown Jr. You know, I'm serious. I don't fear Al-Qaeda. Listen, this is what happened to me. I'm going to get back to the WikiLeaks story. I'm all over the map right now. Get me going. But this is what happened to me on September 11, 2001. I was sleeping comfortably. And got up at my normal time, and you know, about 5 a.m., and drinking coffee and reading the paper, doing bliss, doing that. All of a sudden, suddenly, I get this information that comes across from the TV. I'm getting ready for work, and I'm going to go down to my school. And all of a sudden, terrorists attack 9/11 towers. Planes flying everywhere. And a stunned disbelief about what was going on. Ultimately, time for school. So I had to go back to my job. And when I went down there, I had staff that were in some, really were panicked. They were panicked. They didn't know what to do. The kids were panicked. Everybody was kind of panicked. Some people were cooler than others. So one of the staff members came to me frantically, and she said, Paul, Mr. Preston, I've got to go home. I got to go to higher ground. That's what she was saying. I said, why is that? They're going to blow up the Oroville Dam. I just know it. These terrorists are going to attack Oroville Dam. I said, no, it'd take a couple thermal nuclear devices to blow up the dam, to bring it down, to destroy us. And I kind of chuckled at that, and I thought, what a target for terrorists. But I put it out of my mind and, you know, lived under the shadow of the dam and everything. Until this year, when we start assembling the facts, then it takes a whole different picture. I wonder if there's any WikiLeaks coming out about Jerry Brown. That's another story, but WikiLeaks, CIA launched an investigation in a manhunt. I'm looking at this article, and maybe you're thinking the same thing I'm thinking. We're now getting a manhunt from, I call it the bad CIA and the bad FBI. Why are we getting this manhunt now when they could have been out woman hunting someone by the name of Hillary Rodham Clinton about her server? Where was the concern then? Where was the concern by the CIA or even the FBI? Now, CIA said, oh, well, she's on the continental United States. We can't. Garbage. National secrets. Spy networks. Hello. Benghazi. That doesn't count. Why didn't they launch an investigation then? They could have done it independent. Of course, they didn't, because why? They're in the pocket of Barack Hussein Obama. The corruption's there. But what they're trying to do here, ladies and gentlemen, the CIA and the FBI, is they're trying to say, see, we are good, we do investigations, and, oh, let's just all forget about that Hillary Rodham Clinton thing, and let's just move along now. Hypocrites at the CIA and the FBI. Now, Mike Pompeo, who is now the new CIA director over the radicalized Islamic terrorist himself, John Brennan. Remember, he's the one hammering on Trump. He's the one pretty much, he and Hillary and, or not, yeah, well, not, pretty much Hillary and Obama and the folks were setting up the spy thing for Donald Trump. We know that. I mean, that was going on at the time. In fact, I was a little bit cavalier, if you will, about the information we had months ago about, and even during the election, about attempted spying by the government. And then all of a sudden became a big story because of the pressure and pushback from, you know, all the secrets coming out about the DNC and so on through WikiLeaks. And everybody said, well, it's the Russians giving that information to the Trump campaign. And so they tried to conflate it together when it wasn't together. Now, Saturday, Scott Bennett and I are going to try and explain some of that to you at the Liberty Tour. Now, Scott's the guy who outed Obama and Hillary Clinton for their funding ISIS. Hello. So we have a discussion we're going to talk about who were the real leakers of information, and was it much exaggerated, and was it the Russians? I don't think it was the Russians, but we're going to explain what we're talking about. But I find it so hypocritical, and you should too, that now the FBI and CIA are launching a manhunt for the leaker. Why didn't they launch the manhunt into the spies within the State Department? It comes back to that conversation I was having with the person in the State Department, because there's a source for us, of course. And the loyalty issue to the old president versus the new president is clearly an avenue by which WikiLeaks can, well, the WikiLeaks can get their information. I don't think it's as sophisticated as the CIA or FBI wants to make it. I just think they're looking to find someone to hang and get the pressure off of them because of their, well, their poor performance during the Obama administration. Completely caving to and acquiescing to everything that Obama did, the FBI and the CIA. Look at James Comey. He's nothing but a front man, a shill for Hillary Clinton. That's all he is. And a lot of people don't understand the connection with him to Hillary Clinton. And he goes back years with them. He goes back years with the Clintons. A lot of people don't know that. But it's true. So he's basically the overseer, the protector. He has the Clintons' back for everything. Again, the question is, where's Obama right now? He has the back for everything. He's the gatekeeper. But he's running this FBI, launching a manhunt about WikiLeaks. Now, it's interesting. I believe that WikiLeaks, and again, Pompeo says something different. And let's see if we can get the comments that he makes about this. He doesn't want to really cooperate with us here. Nope, not going to cooperate. I hate it when that happens. Of course, all of a sudden it's going to come on right in the middle of my sentence, which is not what I want to have happen. Anyway, controlling the equipment in the the Agenda 21 studios can be very problematic at times, if you know what I mean. The so what's happened, though? And I want to say something about Pompeo, the new CIA director. He's a straight-up guy. He's a straight shooter. He's an honest man. He's not going to lie to us. So this is what he is saying, though. It says, sources familiar with the investigation say it is looking for an insider, either a CIA employee or a contractor, who had physical access to the material. Now, see, Snowden was a contractor. Just remember that. The agency has not said publicly when the material was taken or how it was stolen. The trove was published in March by the anti-secrecy organization WikiLeaks. And Pompeo said it's about time to call out WikiLeaks for what it really is, a non-state hostile intelligence service. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Liberty Tour 6, the Declaration of Independence, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings. Liberty Tour 6 will focus on the power of the Declaration of Independence. Written by Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence was the seminal document that inspired the U.S. Constitution and the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to protect our God-given rights. Special feature, the Oroville Dam Disaster. All the way from Ohio, Scott Cahill will be discussing the Oroville Dam Disaster. Katie Grimes, an author, will be discussing the massive voter fraud that is found within the Golden State. Learn about the Constitution. Learn about the power of the Declaration of Independence. That's the Liberty Tour, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road. Get your tickets now by going to agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and clicking on the icon for the Liberty Tour. Brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, as I think predicted by myself, based upon news that I had earlier, I want to say January, could have been, and I don't think this is any great prognostication or anything, but it's just, this is a, kind of a, the way the sequencing works. I don't think it's anything profound that I did, but I just called it up. But now, an article that just flashed across my screen says, What do they know? It says Supreme Court will have an opening this summer, second senator predicts. I wonder if there is an opening this summer and somebody does retire. We're going to get into that in a second. I wonder if it's going to be a conservative judge that will be nominated. You know, elections have consequences, don't they? And you know, when you want to go and Harry Reid, I'm speaking to you, Harry buddy. When you want to go and do away with the proper procedures of the deliberative body known as the Senate, and you want to bring in the nuclear option, so you only have just a minimum, you know, simple majority vote to approve an appointment to the Supreme Court, go right ahead on. But as they say, as your good buddy says, President Barack Hussein Obama, your good buddy, says, guess what? Elections have consequences. And now you get a twofer. Harry Reid gets a twofer. So it looks like, now Grassley is the person who made the comment. Senator Grassley said, a SCOTUS justice could resign. Huh. I wonder which one he's talking about. Now, I think I know, but I don't know if he's going to come up with a name or anything. I don't think he's going to do that. But, I mean, I'm going to throw out a name called Kennedy. That's who we were talking about before. You know, some of the other justices that they talk about, you know, that could possibly retire. But we've been hearing Kennedy because Kennedy wants to retire. That's kind of what we're hearing. We got the thing coming up here in a second. So the Kennedy one would be the most logical.
That are swirling of a Supreme Court shakeup. Chuck Grassley, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, saying that a justice could resign as soon as the summer in an interview with an Iowa paper. While Grassley did not name a justice, the oldest on the court are Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Anthony Kennedy, and Stephen Breyer. This as the High Court shows support for religious freedom in Judge Neil Gorsuch's first blockbuster case. The debate centered around using taxpayer funding to upgrade a church's playground. The church arguing the playground is open to the public during summer months. We'll see how that plays out today. Boomers that are
well. So there you have it, Grassley. I think it's Kennedy. That I could be. You know, I got a third of a chance, and it could be more. Ginsburg. I think she's on her way out. It may be her, but in fact, I think by all rights, it should be her. It should be her, but I don't know. But think of that now. We're going to have conservatives. We're going to have six conservatives to three liberals. Wow. That's amazing, isn't it? And just think of how that would... Look at this. Look how far out conservatism will project. And everybody's, all the progressives and liberals that are listening here, and there's probably not a lot of you, they're thinking, oh my God, I can't believe that. The Constitution is making a comeback, ladies and gentlemen. And this is really a cool deal. This is what I love about what we do here on this radio show, is we are always about the Constitution. Everything's got to be about the Constitution. So with that, you know, when you start applying the Constitution in its original context to just about everything, and you don't do all this political correctness around it, and you don't look at it like one of the things that we put up was Obama's statement. On every hour, I do this deliberately to get the point across, where he says, you know, the Constitution, it's an imperfect document. Really? Which basically gives him license to interpret it any way he wants to. That's why you had, you know, I've got a phone and I've got a pen mentality. The totalitarian thing came right out of him. It just oozed right out of those pores of his. But, you know, more and more people are understanding and gaining a knowledge of the Constitution. And what about Clive and Bundy? What about Lavoie Finicum? What about them? You talk about something strange and crazy. You see, this is the thing that people don't really totally understand. They were standing up for our constitutional rights. Lavoie Finicum was murdered as he traveled through Oregon to talk to a group of people about their constitutional God-given rights. He was martyred. And, oh, by the way, I just want to know, where is that big FBI and Homeland Security investigation about the murder of Lavoie Finicum by these so-called purported FBI agents? Where is it? Oh, we're not, nothing to see here. We're just moving on. We're not moving along. We're going to wait, and we're going to find out, and we're going to continue to dig into that. But my point is about the Constitution and why people are so keyed up about it right now is because they get it. Being so close to liberal craziness that we have seen over the last 8 to 20 to 30 years, it's come, that part of our history and our chapter in our lives is coming to an end, and the progressives can't stand it. I predict there's going to be more George Soros influence. There's going to be more attacks like we saw in Fresno. I think we're going to see more things like that. I think we're going to see a ramping up of MS-13 operatives nationwide. They're just going to continue to press and press and press and do dirty tricks to kill people, maim people. But that justice that's going to be selected is going to be a conservative. If, in fact, this all comes true about whether or not it's Kennedy or one of the other ones, Breyer. If it's going to be a replacement, it's going to be a conservative, yes. And what will that do to the nature and the complexion of our nation for the next 30 years? There'll be more and more pressure. And, you know, hopefully we won't be talking in another year or 2 years about, you know, the massive Sereno movement of all across the nation, the MS-13 movement all across the nation, the violence that these people have in mind for Americans, and the disruption of our the fabric of our country. As more people become knowledgeable about the Constitution, our fabric of our country will be strengthened. That's guaranteed. It's, you know, I'll give you a good example. Earlier in the first hour, we ran the second hour, the second YouTube of Gary Grindel. And in the first one that's referenced to this one today, it was played last week. We did a thing where Gary and his videographer went to a thing with Governor Jerry Brown, and he was asked for his credentials, and they wouldn't let him in. And they seemed a little bit bullied by the credentialing person there demanding credentials, the press person saying, well, you're not mainstream media, you're not credentialed, you need credentials. So then, just fast a couple of days later, they go to this other organization, this SCAG thing, and they're being asked the same questions. Well, obviously, they constitutioned up. And they figured out, by looking at the Constitution and talking to people, these government officials can't close down a public meeting for public people, public officials from the media, from the press. And you, ladies and gentlemen, you are a member of the press. Your Constitution grants you that. Stay with us.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993.
Liberty Tour 6, the Declaration of Independence, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings. Liberty Tour 6 will focus on the power of the Declaration of Independence. Written by Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence was the seminal document that inspired the U.S. Constitution and the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to protect our God-given rights. Special feature, the Oroville Dam Disaster. All the way from Ohio, Scott Cahill will be discussing the Oroville Dam Disaster. Katie Grimes and author author, will be discussing the massive voter fraud that is found within the Golden State. Learn about the Constitution. Learn about the power of the Declaration of Independence. That's the Liberty Tour, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road. Get your tickets now by going to agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and clicking on the icon for the Liberty Tour. Brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio.
1-1-0.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio. You know, when you've got the media, and we've got guys like Jerry Brown around, you don't need no new terrorists, right? You really don't. Yeah, and this whole thing about the dam and the exposure and all the negligence and all that. This is something we can't make up. This is all stuff that has happened and been happening, and someone's been very negligent about it. So, therefore, he falls into that category of being a terrorist, in my opinion. He is the terrorist we all fear because he's done nothing. Doing nothing when you should have been doing something to prevent something from happening. And you didn't do that. That's called negligence. And governors can be negligent and held accountable for that, as they should. Now, but the height of it all, and the real crazies that are out there, and we've talked about this before, in the media, and some of the things that they do, it's almost really disbelieving. And last night, this morning, as I was looking at some of the stuff that occurred, and I'm going through some of the notes for the show, I saw this article and I thought to myself, Jimmy Christmas, don't we have enough trouble in this country without having to make more? This is from the Washington Times now. And this is an article that appeared. It says, MSNBC terrorism analyst nominates Trump property for ISIS suicide bombing. I'm not making it up. This is what it says. MSNBC terrorism analyst Malcolm Nance has deleted a tweet that appeared to call for a terrorist attack against Trump Tower in Istanbul. Did you know that Trump has property in Turkey? I didn't know that. Istanbul's in Turkey. You know where Erdogan is? And Trump called him to congratulate him on his victory that is, by all accounts, pretty questionable. So people are kind of wondering why he tweeted it, but or why he announced it. It says, this is what he apparently tweeted. This is this Malcolm Nance. This is my, quote, this is my nominee for the first ISIS suicide bombing of a Trump property, the former intelligence officer tweeted Tuesday afternoon, according to a screenshot circulated online and highlighted by the Washington Free Beacon. Really? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine us doing that? Could you imagine you doing that? I mean, what would happen to us? Well, the CIA, of course, would be, or not the security people would be right here. Say, going, wait a minute, you can't say that, you can't do that. That's what happens all the time. Mr. Nance was responding to a tweet by writer Dustin Gabriel. That's a really weird spelling for this one. Claiming that Mr. Trump's congratulatory call to Turkey's president Erdogan for winning Sunday's referendum was motivated by reasons tied to the property. Mr. Nance has since deleted the tweet, but has yet to apologize. It says, the author and counterterrorism expert has made inflammatory remarks about Mr. Trump and his Islamic State terrorist group in the past. And last July, he referred to then-Republican nominee as an ISIS candidate. See, I think what they were trying to do was they were trying to deflect the fact that the ISIS candidate was Hillary, because she bought and paid for Hillary. That's, I mean, I heard those stories. And this is apparently where this originated back then during the election. The author called him an ISIS candidate. He inflames the passion of people in the West to perform Islamophobia, to draw recruits to them, to make them say, this is what America is, he said at the time. I love the way he made this comment. It says, he inflames the passion of people in the West to perform Islamophobia. It perform Islamophobia? What in the world? Inform Islamophobia. Let's think about that. I want you all take a moment to think about how you perform Islamophobia. Okay, now that you've thought about it, let's just sort of get back down to the reality check here. That we don't perform Islamophobia. You either are or you are not Islamophobic. That really is sort of the central question. But I want to go to another issue, though, because I did not want to neglect our conversation about yesterday and immigration, MS-13 and immigrants. And our example of what happened in the Fresno shooting and the screaming, four people killed, the screaming by the shooter of Allah Akbar. Now, I was somewhat chided after the show because I said, and really it was, you didn't quite get the, I wasn't as sarcastic as I was leading on. I should have been more sarcastic because I was being sarcastic, but I didn't really totally emphasize, I listened to it. Where I make the statement that he was shouting, God is great, in Arabic. And I was being really sarcastic when I read that because I thought it was, I almost said something really wrong on the radio, because I thought it was really inappropriate of the writer of the article to make that statement. They should have said, in all truth, Allah Akbar. I mean, after all, what are we hiding, right? You see, it was the disinformation I was getting at. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Two, one, one, zero.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
You know, there's a very interesting article that we're going to be covering tomorrow about Hillary Clinton and investigations and so on. We started the hour with investigations, of course, by the CIA and all that. But let me read this to you. It says, the Watergate-style break-in that covered up shocking wave of Clinton State Department scandals. It says, in 2013, it was first reported that the Clinton State Department had called off 8 separate internal investigations into alleged misconduct by the diplomatic corps. When whistleblowers attempted to highlight the wave of cover-ups, they were subjected to harassment, a harassment campaign by the State Department. The law firm representing the former State Department employee who publicized the misconduct was broken into and key evidence stolen. Now, I want to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I want to tell you something. That just over about a month ago, that was still going on within the State Department by Obamaites and Hillaryites that are still giving them back inside the buildings themselves, inside the State Department. That's still going on. This is the problem that Trump has. These people need to be weeded out. But we're going to cover this story tomorrow. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com. Paul at a21r.com will get you to me and my email address. And support Tax Mediation Services, 800-711-5095. And remember the Liberty Tour. Go to the website, check in, get your ticket, and be there. A day that will, well, go down in infamy. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And like I always say at this point, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every